your mind? I want to know. I'll tell you what's on my mind. The irresponsible media. But, yeah, in the morning, I tend to sort of, you know, turn on the Today Show here or there, Good Morning America, read the newspapers, try and get a sense of what is the buzz. And I tell you, this mainstream media, the usual suspects, okay, the mainstream media, the networks and the newspapers and the morning shows, they're in full-throated freak-out mode over the potential of a government shutdown. And, you know, we could sit there and weigh the politics of this back and forth. I got to tell you, we need a wake-up call. We need a wake-up call. And short of a reincarnation of the founding fathers to say, people, what are you doing? You know, Paul Revere, like warnings. Look at a Facebook post here by somebody. This is America, designed by geniuses. Picture of Ben Franklin, George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson. America, designed by geniuses, run by idiots. You know, I tell you, it's just, we need a wake-up call. But every headline you look at, stock market braces for impact of potential government shutdown. Drudge Report has T-minus 3 days and counting. And all these sub-headlines about all of the worry. All the fretting, all the hand-wringing. I've come to the conclusion that this is a good thing. That we need something that is a wake-up call that isn't catastrophic economic failure. Because that could be a wake-up call, too. Couldn't it? That would that'd shake people out of their slumber. What do you think? Do we need that kind of a wake-up call? And a wake-up call in the sense of a political showdown. We're forcing the question. I think that's a good thing. I really do. I've come to that point today on the program. Tell me if you agree or disagree at 855-200-1776. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hillen. This is the What's on Your Mind? Hour number one. Mark Skogerbo off today. Steve Bakken will join me a little later on in this hour to talk a little bit about our guest next hour, as well as our Normal or Nuts Friday topics. And we got a bunch of them. You prompted me into including folks who throw cigarette butts out the window of their vehicles. That's the one that will keep us sane today amidst all this chaos. Stories we're hearing in the news. We have some fun ones today. Kent Conrad being mentioned as a possible replacement for Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, who announced plans for retirement. Is that normal or nuts? A lawsuit is challenging Portland, Maine's new ban on panhandling and traffic medians, saying it limits free speech. Is that normal or nuts? So those are the fun ones that are meant as distractions to the big news. Senate voting today on the House passed spending bill. Senate will have to get a 60-vote threshold to end debate on the legislation first, and senators will then vote to strike the provision in the bill that defunds Obamacare before taking a roll call on final passage, both of which require a simple majority. Senators spent all day trying to move up the votes, but a proposal to vote on Thursday blocked by GOP Senators Mike Lee of Utah, Ted Cruz of Texas, and then whatever bill they end up with will go back to the House. The House GOP wants a one-year delay in Obamacare as a condition for raising the debt ceiling. And this is what everybody's freaking about. Having a cow over it. You'd risk default. So we got a debt ceiling showdown. We got a government funding showdown. We got an Obamacare showdown. Call the question. That's where I'm at. Just call the question. And, you know, there may be political fallout. We don't know. But isn't it time we get a little bit of a wake-up call here? I think it is. Tell me if you agree or disagree. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. You can join us live by pressing 2 and answer that question, or you can leave a message with your comments by pressing 1, your choice, when you call. At 855-200-1776, the question, would a government shutdown, would an effort to block increasing the debt ceiling, and in this case, it's just to say, give us a year on Obamacare. All right, we've tried to defund it. We've tried these things. You've used your control of the Senate to stop that executive order. I think it's time for brinksmanship, because whatever it brings will hopefully awaken a whole lot of folks from their slumber that are not paying attention to the train wreck that is just a few paces down the track for this country. Call the question. Bring it on. And you know what? Brace yourself for the onslaught, because the media is already in that mode. They are in that mode. They're going to hyperventilate through this whole thing. Brad in Grand Forks, what's your take? What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I think I mentioned this yesterday. I called it. I feel like it could almost be a guest host. I talk to people all the time. But I think it's important that we need to do everything we can to educate people and let them know what a government shutdown really does. You know, it's not the, you know, people aren't going to lose their Social Security checks, all that kind of stuff. You know, the welfare checks and stuff, they're all going to go out. What they're going to shut down is the non-essential things. My wife was used to be an employee at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and her job would have been deemed essential. She worked in the child care department, and so she would not have been affected whatsoever. She doesn't work anymore, but it's important that the media is making this look like if we do a government shutdown or if we go into shutdown, then, you know, poor people are going to starve and old people are going to die because they can't get their medication and Medicare and all that kind of stuff. And it's not that bad. You look back through history, every single year of Carter's administration, we had a government shutdown. Reagan had a government shutdown during 81, I believe, 82 and 83. I'm not certain on 83, but, you know, he was reelected in a landslide. I mean, look at the 1984 election. The Democrats didn't stand a chance. And we went through at least two, I believe, three government shutdowns during his first term. We need this fight. I agree with you. We got to have a wake-up call. There's got to be something. And let him shut it down. Let it shut it down for a month. It's not going to hurt us politically on the conservative side. It's going to help us because people are going to see that it is not us causing the problems, but it's Reid and Pelosi and Obama simply saying, we're not going to compromise at all. Well, that's fine. Don't compromise. I don't want to compromise with you because your plans and your programs are stupid and they don't work. We don't want to compromise with you. We're going to do everything we can and force it into a shutdown. We've got to have this fight. We've got to stand up and get some backbone and do something.
Backbone's the key because there will be an onslaught. I mean, look at the modest reforms proposed for the food stamp program and the blistering that Congressman Kevin Cramer is taking for his vote there and for the fact that those two got separate. That's just one tiny sliver of the soup we're in right now. And look at how that's treated in the media and by Democrats. That's what we need to buckle up for. I say bring it on. I think what House Speaker Boehner is doing on this debt ceiling limit right now is seeing the writing on the wall on Obamacare, you know, as was originally proposed, take the House version, send it over to the Senate, and, you know, it's not going to work because they'll be able to strip that out. So this is another way to do it. And I think brinksmanship is what we need now. And hopefully there is enough of a wake-up call and we don't blink. I don't want us to blink. I want us to bring the fight on and, as you say, you know, push back against the rhetoric.
21-day government shutdown during Clinton's administration, and following that government shutdown, the next election, we won back the House for the first time in like 40 years. This is not going to hurt us. The American people are not as dumb as the media thinks they are. We are not stupid. We will get through this, and I really believe and we got to fight this. We got to stand up somewhere.
Appreciate the call, Brad. Thank you very much, Brad and Grand Forks. Welcome your calls in this first hour of What's on Your Mind as well. So we set the stage for the stories of the day. 855-200-1776. One, if you want to just leave your comment uninterrupted, then leave us a message. And two, if you'd like to join us live on the air. All right, when we come back, Steve Bakken and I will go down the list of the Normal or Nuts topics. And welcome more of your calls as well on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hanna. 855-200-1776. More after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
It's National Preparedness Month, and ReadyMadeResources.com is proud to announce an unprecedented sale. For a very limited time, you can save 45 to 70% on all Mountain House cans and case lots. Best of all, you can mix and match, and all orders include free shipping. Visit ReadyMadeResources.com and save 45 to 70% while supplies last. Hurry, this sale ends September 30th. Call 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809. ReadyMadeResources.com. Get the best for less. Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Steve Bakken, this is Scott Hannon. The What's on Your Mind preview hour continues. 855-200-1776. You know, weigh in on the topics of the day. Welcome you to do that. Listing on AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo Moorhead, KTGO 1090 in Tioga. By the way, speaking of Tioga, I'll be there next week. Nesset Consulting Service has their open house on Tuesday. And by the way, you're invited. Governor Jack Dalrymple will be there. Mikey Hoven, former First Lady, and of course, spouse to Senator Hoven. Bill speaking about 230. It's right on Highway 40 now, out near the Hess plant, 6844 Highway 40 in Tioga. Beautiful new building. And so looking forward to that very much. But Kathy wanted to make sure folks knew that they were invited to that. Circle your calendar for Tuesday between 2 and 6 and stop by the open house at Nesset Consulting Service. Such an integral part to the boom that is going on in the Bakken. Looking forward to that. And by the way, truck drivers, while we're talking about the oil patch, don't forget one of our newest sponsors is the Hurricane Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota. And it's Friday, and that means they're cranking up the barbecue, and they want to feed you for free today. So if you just say, hey, I was listening on the radio, I want my free barbecue lunch, they'll give you free access to the VIP lounge with Wi-Fi, TV, snacks, showers, the works. But the best part is the wash your truck will get, because they have this custom Bakken chemistry, this new sprayer technology, and the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, two inside heated bays. This thing's super fast, so you get in and out of there in a quick amount of time. They have a shuttle service if you want to go somewhere. The place is great, and the prices are fantastic. So they're open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. By appointment if you'd like a middle-of-the-night wash or any other time, 701-628-1550. Now, you find them, they're on the truck bypass, which is new in Stanley, and not paved yet. But if you're on Highway 8, you'll see the signs just south of Stanley, just a little bit. You'll see the signs. Otherwise, just go straight south of Senex as well. Everybody knows where Bakken Central there is at Senex, and take the truck bypass. They also, by the way, if you mentioned on the radio, besides the free access to the VIP lounge and the free lunch today for the barbecue, they also will give you a free engine wash if you say, hey, I heard the guys on the radio talking about the Hurricane Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota. So if you're headed for the Bakken, save the wash till Stanley in the Hurricane, because you're going to love it. Or if you're in the Bakken already, give them a try. You'll like it. Hello, Steve Bakken. Happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday. Normally, that's Friday. And actually, I look forward to joining you up there. I'm going to do Energy Matters from up there as well. Kathy invited me up for that.
It'll be a fun day. Fun day for sure. Yeah. And that is a beautiful new building, so should be lots of fun. It is a Normal or Nuts Friday, as Steve mentioned. We have obviously some rather serious, weighty topics that really are nothing new, that more about governance and debt ceilings and Obamacare and, you know, what's new in any of that. But it is getting to the brink. Some of our Normal or Nuts topics that are designed to keep us normal, keep us sane. We have a little fun on Fridays. People who throw cigarette butts out the window of their vehicles. Normal behavior or nuts? And am I normal or nuts in wanting something to be done about it?
Oh, it pains me, Scott, but you are completely normal. One of my pet peeves as well. A lot of people weighing in on Facebook on this one.
We're getting tweets, we're getting Facebook posts, we're getting inundated with all kinds of folks that want to weigh in on that today.
That's one of those issues. I'd be a horrible cop on this, because that would be one of my pet peeves. And if you grew up around Grand Forks, you lived in Grand Forks for a while, you probably remember Officer One Eye is how he's affectionately. Cops have pet peeves also. And if you remember Officer One Eye in Grand Forks, he was the cop that if you had a headlight out, you got pulled over. He was that guy. I'd be the cigarette butt guy. If you threw a cigarette out the window, you'd get a littering ticket. That would be me. That would be one of my pet peeves too, Scott.
Exactly. Anyway, we'll let you weigh in on that. Burger King claims to have found a recipe for crops. Is that normal or nuts? It seems like an oxymoron, doesn't it? Low-fat French fries?
Low-fat, anything fast food. It's like you really don't eat fast food for the health aspect. I want to hear from somebody that's tried these. I have not tried these yet.
According to somebody who's weighed in on this on the Facebook page, they did have a chance to try them and said, awful. Didn't pass the test. Trying to find that one here, but I saw it last night. here it is. Oh, Wesley, they taste terrible. Horrible. Okay. We should have a little taste test on the program today. How about this group listing the most screwed up thing about every one of the 50 states, and they say that we are the ugliest residents in the nation in North Dakota. Is that normal or nuts?
That's insane. That's beyond nuts. That is just insane. With the Scandinavian heritage and the Norwegian heritage and the German heritage that we have in North Dakota, I think we got pretty good-looking people here.
Who judges this anyway? I'd like to know. get a hold of those judges and have a word with them. Portland, Oregon is in the news today. Portland, Maine, I'm sorry. Not Portland, Oregon. Portland. I was thinking of your old stomping grounds. But Portland, Maine.
One of the biggest problems that I see in Portland when I've lived there and when I visit there.
Panhandling?
Yeah. They're everywhere.
Portland put a new ban on panhandling, specifically in the traffic medians. And, you know, Fargo did the same thing. That ordinance passed, didn't it? There have been similar. Anyway, a lawsuit is challenging it now over free speech rights. And evidently a number of these planned around the country where communities restrict when and where people can ask for money. This one's actually going to court. In Michigan, a federal court struck down a more sweeping state law that prohibited begging in public places, ruling it violated constitutional free speech rights. In Massachusetts, a pending lawsuit challenges Worcester's more narrow law that limits when and where people can panhandle. And Portland's new rules, which take effect in August, ban people from street medians. So a lot of you weighing in on that idea that this could be challenged on free speech grounds. Is that normal or nuts? What do you think?
I think that is normal in the free speech part, but when you start impeding traffic, and that was one of the biggest things. I believe, if I remember correctly, Bismarck passed an ordinance on the medians as well last year. That just comes down to safety and tying up traffic. You know, when you've got somebody sitting there panhandling for money and the light turns green and traffic doesn't go and you only get a couple cars through, that snarls up traffic huge. And I've seen this over and over and over again when I lived in Portland, Oregon. And it's a nuisance. You know, somebody wants to help their fellow man, great for them. But when it balls up everybody else's life in the process, you do need to look at some of that.
ACLU's in on this one. Suing the city of Worcester, claiming its laws violate the right to peacefully solicit donations in public and engage in political speech. Anyway, we'll tackle that one today on the program. We're also going to talk with some folks from Basin Electric to get their view on the impacts of the EPA regulations on coal companies, as well as their new proposed transmission line through the Kildare Mountain Battlefield site. Otherwise, your calls to tell us what's on your mind coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Mind program. Tell me what's on your mind. Fargo, Moorhead, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota, Tioga. Here's your chance before we welcome the audience of K-Fire and KCJB and KLTC. 855-200-1776, the number this hour. 855-200-1776. Let's go to Leonard, North Dakota with a comment here.
Hi, it's Scott. Dean from Leonard, North Dakota giving you a call. I'm wondering if you or Steve could do a little investigation and find out which way Senator Hoeven is going to vote regarding the cloture. And my prediction is he's going to vote to go along to get along. I'm very disappointed in that man, especially if we remember back to our last election when North Dakota Republicans turned out in a record-breaking number, the most North Dakota Republicans ever to turn out for a primary. We selected Rick Santorum. John Hoeven went to Tampa and selected Mitt Romney. He just has a way of not, he's unwilling to rock the boat, and he's unwilling to take a stand or a fight unless it's guaranteed to be good for him. And we appreciate it if you could find out where he's at and why he is not going to vote for cloture. All right, thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call, Dean. Couple things there. One, on the vote, my sense is the Republicans are unifying here on the approach. And while there has been a split between the Cruz, Lee, Rand Paul wing and, you know, the majority leader, one thing I think we need to keep in mind, every Republican in the Congress is unified in wanting Obamacare to end. Question is, what's the best tactic to get it done, right? So we can ask, but I think in the end what we're going to see here, at least out of the Senate, is a unified Republican policy. They need to be. And that vote this afternoon is probably close enough that I don't know that we're going to get him on the program today. We're going to probably, in other words, by the time we ask, we're probably going to know just from his actual vote, but we can find out. As far as the Santorum thing, my recollection of that whole nightmare for the Republican Party in North Dakota was that because of what happened at the convention, led by the Republican Party officials, and by the way, the Romney campaign strong-arming the North Dakota locals, was to come in and have that whole floor debate and alter essentially what the citizens, the Republicans, it turned out, the grassroots, in mass to vote for. In other words, the damage was done at the convention. Once the convention said we take Romney over Santorum despite the caucus vote, then John Hoeven goes down and casts his vote on behalf of what the convention decided. So you can't put that one on Senator Hoeven to say, why did you defy that? Because the convention is the one that screwed that up. That makes sense, Dean? Now, to your larger point that Senator Hoeven is sort of going along, there's certainly a perception of that among some folks. I think if we had Senator Hovind in a room in Leonard, North Dakota, and we went through issue by issue where we're at on the issue of where he's at, we'd be in the same place, okay? The question would be, how do you get there? And I think Senator Hovind is accustomed to getting things done. He accomplished that in concert with the legislature during his time as governor, and I think it's a little frustrating for him in the Senate to have that sort of good old boy network prevent so many things that just make good basic common sense. But I do believe that he's with us. Now, one example that he's gotten a lot of heat on is immigration. And what he saw was a train wreck of a piece of legislation coming down the pike in the Senate and proposed some things that would make it more conservative, things we want, more Border Patrol agents, demands on the fence, everything else. Now, what a lot of people believe is that that'll never happen. And where I think Senator Hovind is now, having been part of that compromise, if you will, to say, I'm going to make it stronger, because what Senator Hovind proposed for the immigration bill was efforts to make it more conservative. The reason it's been so controversial is nobody believes it'll happen. Okay? Well, now the onus is on him to make sure it does happen, so he didn't get duped. That's what's most important. But for that issue, I see Senator Hovind right there with us on the vast majority of the issues. I really do. But I think he has a tendency to want to get in a room and try and figure things out, and has a little different style than a Ted Cruz or a Mike Lee. And quite honestly, politically, that's a little dangerous right now because a lot of people want to fight. People, I think, are fed up and want to battle. And so, anyway, I hope that answers some of your questions. I have a little bit of a different take on it than you do, but certainly appreciate your take. 855-200-1776 is our toll-free telephone number. Let's see, here's another call waiting to weigh in.
What's up, Sam, Jackie?
All right, that's not the right one, is it? Oh, Aaron, you have it. Okay. Aaron, you want to roll that the other one?
Hi, Scott. Hal calling. Get ready for some fireworks. Senior political advisor to the president, Dan Pfeiffer, came out here last night on Jake Tapper's show and said that they will not negotiate with people with bombs on their chests. If the Republicans don't respond to this, you know, we'll just hang it up and go ahead and crawl in a hole or something. This is getting very disgusting, you know, how they like to go ahead and talk about us, and when you go to a shooting or something and say it's all the Republicans' fault. This is getting as disgusting as it gets. You know, Republicans are on their last straw. You know, if they're scared of their shadows, there's nothing we can do about it. Thank you.
All right, Hal, appreciate the call. That was said by Dan Pfeiffer. I have the comment. I'll play it in a sec. Greg and Moorhead, let's get you in here at 855-200-1776. Morning, Greg. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yesterday, when President Obama made his speech and all the insults he was hurling at people, one of the things that a lot of people have missed is in the speech he was trying to say how great Obamacare was going to be, but he actually used the phrase, if this works, they'll find out how wrong they are. Well, that word if to me means an awful lot, because here's the author of this disaster. He's not even sure it's going to work when he uses the word if.
That's right up there with Nancy Pelosi saying, you know, we need to pass the bill to find out what's in it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, when Obama's standing there going, well, if it works, well, if I was behind something, I'd be saying when this works. You know, I mean, for crying out loud, if you don't, to me, he doesn't even know this thing's going to work, and that tells me an awful lot. And that should be helping to galvanize the conservative opposition to this disaster. The other side of it is, or the other thing I should say that I'd like to comment quickly if I can, and that is I've been hearing, you know, McConnell and some of these others talk about, well, we just don't have the numbers. We don't have the numbers. You know, the math doesn't add up. Well, frankly, I thank the Lord that we did not have McConnell's and McCain's around back in the Revolutionary War, because we didn't have the numbers then either. But the American spirit stood up and kicked some butt. And we didn't have the numbers going into World War II. We didn't have the ships and planes and submarines that Japan had. And we didn't have the tanks that Germany had. But yet this nation stood up and said, it isn't going to happen. And you can look all the way down through history, and it seems like so many times the right idea, the right thought, the right action has been the underdog. But the American spirit stands up and says, we're going to do it. And so I'm just glad that in the past we haven't had people like McConnell and McCain around, because they're so worried about numbers instead of standing up and saying, let's get this done.
That's why I say I think it's time for a wake-up call. And if it, that means, a showdown over the debt limit, a government shutdown, the Ted Cruz, ploy this week that I think was well received by a lot of conservatives that are frustrated, to say thank you, somebody's fighting for me. We need it. We need the wake up call to get other people to pay attention. It's the frog in the pot, and the heat is slowly going up, and there's too many people not noticing. I'm with you, Greg. Appreciate the call. Here's that comment, by the way, from Dan.
But the House Republicans are not asking for a negotiation. It's a negotiation if I'm trying to sell you my house and we are debating the price of it. It is not a negotiation if I show up at your house and say, give me everything inside or I'm going to burn it down. The Republicans have provided a laundry list of essentially ransom demands of things that were essentially the Romney agenda that was rejected by voters. What we're not for is negotiating with people who have a bomb strapped to their chest. We're not going to do that. So if they want to have a discussion about how we reduce our deficits, how we help the middle class, how we give them a better bargain, lift the debt ceiling, take the full faith and credit of the United States off the table, and let's have a discussion.
Think about this. This is a guy that watched it. He was begging to meet with the president of Iran this week. President of the United States. You know, who, by the way, got left at the altar, a rather embarrassing moment, begging to negotiate with Syria. You know, Russia, let's get in a room with them and figure out the Syrian situation. Let's negotiate with Iran. And then we refer to our political opponents in the Congress as people with bombs strapped to their chest? If this guy has his job Monday, then the president obviously supports what he's standing for. That's what Hal earlier was talking about. Unbelievable. It's incredible. All right. Anyway, 855-200-1776 to agree or disagree on the program today. Let us know what you think. By the way, the Twins lost last night 6-5 to the Indians. Bud Selig has announced his run as a baseball commissioner will end in 2015. Some folks starting to mention Senator Ken Conrad. Senator Ken Conrad, former senator from North Dakota, wants that job worse than anything. His wife, Lucy Caludi, is the top attorney and lobbyist for Major League Baseball, and so there's a friendship there. I'm not sure whether that's normal or not, so you can decide. And the Lynx, Mark Skogerbill, Mark the Freedom Poet, who's under the weather today and not here to be with us, would be upset if I didn't mention that the Lynx were victorious in game number one, 85-62. How about that? What about Ponder, Chris? Oh, yeah. Well, we're saved from Christian Ponder in the game this weekend in London against the Steelers because of the fractured rib of Ponder. So the backup is starting. What's his name again? Matt Castle. That'd probably be a good thing. Let's see a little spark there. All right, weather coming up next. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Hi, how are you? I don't know why the bumper music inspired me to borrow a line from Rush Limbaugh. We'll be on this air in just a few short hours. Two and some change. Rush has cut his vacation short to come back and opine on what's going on in our most interesting government these days. Hard to follow all this, isn't it? We got a battle over funding the government. We have a battle over the debt ceiling, battle over Obamacare. This is good. This is good. It really is. I think it's good. I think it's good that we have a showdown. And I hope it is provides for a wake-up call. I really do. I see it as a good thing. Agree or disagree, you let me know. Let me tell you about the weather forecast here for the weekend. We'll start in the valley. Showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy. Upper 60s. Northwest breeze pretty light, which is an improvement on yesterday. Chance of a precipitate 60%. Probably about a quarter of an inch in the way of rainfall amounts. somewhere between a tenth and a quarter higher if we do get some significant thunderstorms that stall out a little bit, obviously. Tonight, a low right around 50, but a chance of precip at 100%. And tonight we're talking about rainfall amounts between three-quarters and an inch possible in the valley. Rain Saturday, mainly before 1, high near the low to mid-60s, west wind at 11:15. Windy, 80% chance of a precip tomorrow. And again, about 60. Sunday, sunny, mid-70s. Monday, sunny, mid-70s. Tuesday, sunny, low 70s, then into the upper 60s later on in the week. Oil patch for today, showers likely. Midday, cloudy with a high upper 50s. West wind, about 9. 60% chance of precip. Some showers tonight before 8. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy. 35 for a low. Really been cooling off in the patch. At night especially. Saturday, sunny, just 63 tomorrow. Windy day, west wind 13 to 17, gusts as high as 26. Clear Saturday night, windy again, about 42. Sunday, sunny, 74, but windy again. Monday, sunny, 74. Tuesday, sunny, mid-60s. It'll stay in the mid-60s all next week. And thankfully, I don't see any 30s for lows other than tonight in the patch. And the lows on the other end of the state in the valley, we're looking at the 40s mainly here. Few 50s. So not too bad there yet. All right, that's the forecast. Let's check your temps here all around the region. Fargo, 57 and overcast at this hour with a north wind at 12. Grand Forks, 55-0. Light thunderstorm, rain, mist, light wind. Jamestown, overcast 50. Devil's Lake, overcast 47. Wahpeton and Breckenridge. It's clear in 55 at this hour. How about that? A little clear corner down there in that corner of North Dakota, Minnesota. Valley City is overcast in 50. Bismarck, 49 overcast. Minot, 47. Williston, 44. Tioga, cloudy, 45. Stanley, cloudy, 45. Dickinson, scattered clouds in 45. Across the border, Sydney is 43. Miles City, 43. Down to South Dakota, 45. Lemon, Aberdeen, 53. Watertown, 65. Fergus Falls, 66 and clear. Overcast in 54 in Thief River Falls. And Alexandria, 64, and clear skies as well. All right, coming up on What's on Your Mind, hours 2 and 3 today. We'll start with Normal or Nuts Friday. And because so many of you yesterday wanted to talk about a pet peeve of mine, we'll give you a chance to weigh in on whether I'm normal or nuts to have as a pet peeve. People who flick cigarettes out windows. And if you think I'm nuts for being concerned about that topic while we have Rome burning, so to speak, then you let us know. We have a lot of categories. We have a lot of contenders for normal or nuts questions today. A lot of them. And so you can weigh in. Some, a lot of these are a little bit on the lighter side. Like this group listing the most screwed up thing about every one of the 50 states, claiming that North Dakota has the ugliest residents in the nation. That's nuts. Burger King introducing low-fat French fries. That's nuts. It's an oxymoron. With the eventual retirement of Major League Baseball, Commissioner Bud Selig announced former North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad being mentioned as a replacement. That's normal if you're Kent Conrad. Who wouldn't want that gig? But Bud Selig was a former owner, right? What's the baseball connection other than being an Uber fan for Kent Conrad? I don't know. Is panhandling free speech, or can cities ban where and how you panhandle? Lawsuit challenging Portland's ban, saying it limits free speech. Is that normal or nuts? All right, get ready to answer. Coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.